Illinois is considering a law change that would require high schoolers to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. Current law mentions only public elementary schools. Illinois Republican Senator James Pate Phillips sponsored the modification after a parent complained. His spokesperson, Patty Hsu, says constituents generally support saying the pledge in school, but there is dissent.
The only opposition we had was from the National Atheists, because the pledge obviously contains the word under God. There are mechanisms available for a student who has conscientious reasons for not participating. There are plenty of ways to go around that.
Michael Apple studies the politics of education. The UW-Madison professor is not surprised the pledge is still a hot-button issue 6 months after the terrorist attacks on the Pentagon and Twin Towers.
If anything, it's bubbling in a number of places below the surface. Here in this state, it's actually gotten stronger rather than weaker, because I think the right has been able to mobilize quite powerfully around themes about patriotism and the war against terrorism.
Wisconsin already has a law requiring schools to offer either the pledge or national anthem. It was on the books before the terrorist attacks, but erupted in controversy afterward. The Madison School Board voted to have only a wordless version of the anthem offered. It quickly reversed the controversial decision, which triggered an unsuccessful recall election. Now, a Wisconsin lawmaker wants to require students to sing the words to the national anthem. More than 30 states around the country require or recommend saying the pledge, something now being considered by not only Illinois, but Colorado, Indiana, Missouri, Mississippi, and Connecticut, among others. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.